Riley here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, October 6, 2020. Stand up for your country. So a lot going on today. Nothing big. That'll start tomorrow night with the VP debate. Quick quiz question. Who was the VP under Hillary Clinton for that campaign? Come on. Tim Kaine. Remember Tim? No. Nobody remembers Tim. I'll be tweeting at Bill O'Reilly if you want to tell your friends during the VP debate. We're not going to have instant analysis. We'll save that to the next week. We're round two of Biden-Trump. I'm going to get to, a preview of the VP debate in a little while. But first, the president is back in the White House, as if you didn't know. I was just reading a tweet from Katie Couric. Remember Katie? And she goes, the networks were played by covering Trump going from the hospital back to the White House. I don't know if they were played or not, but, you know, this is a story the networks love. And the Trump-hating corporate media loves this because Trump can't win. No matter what he does, he's a bad guy, bad orange man, or whatever they call him these days. He can't win, all right? No matter what he does, bad. So we went over this last night. So did the White House orchestrate this? Of course. Of course it did. And here's what President Trump put out on social media. Go.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it.
Okay. I don't know what that means. Most people don't have COVID, but an optimistic message from the president is fine with me. Now, the big controversy that evolved was the president wasn't wearing a mask. All right. So he's in a White House where he lives. All right, he's got the thumbs. I wonder if those thumbs are permanently up or do they come down? I'll have to ask him next time I talk to him. But no mask, all right? So the press went wild. Now, I'm in my studio now. I don't have a mask. I don't wear a mask in my house. I don't know. But anyway, the president is now Typhoid Mary, according to the press, and he's a super spreader, and he's doing X, Y, and Z. So here's what they said on CNN. Go.
There he is, hair blown majestically, reshooting the scene for his own ad. I hold rallies, and I tell you to ignore masks, and I rip mine off as I vanquish the virus because I am a leader. Fear not, COVID. What a bunch of bull.
All right. Now, I never heard Donald Trump, and maybe you guys did, so you can let me know when. Ignore masks. I never heard him say that. He's not a big mask guy, but I never said, I don't think he ever said don't wear a mask or anything like that. But, you know, Chris Cuomo, he kind of has this telepathy that he can not only hear words, but read thoughts. That was CNN. Now, I think the best comment made during this whole COVID President Trump story was by Kirstie Alley. Remember her from Cheers? This is a great comment. Quote, this is a tweet. What would you like him to do? Start crying like a little bitch so you can report that he's crying like a little bitch? He could have had a hazmat suit on and you would report he's a effing lunatic in a hazmat suit. You hate him. Just report that. That's great. Ms. Alley, you just hit it. Just why don't you just say, we hate him. All right, he's never done anything right. And I just thought that was a great tweet.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. and you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, here's the most important story of the day. Michelle Obama cut a spot for the Biden campaign. This is a video that was released this morning. And the First Lady, former First Lady, is talking about racism and the protests. Go.
But right now, the president and his allies are trying to tap into that frustration and distract from his breathtaking failures by giving folks someone to blame other than them. They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs, whipping up violence and intimidation, and they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement for racial solidarity. It's true. Research backs it up. Only a tiny fraction of demonstrations have had any violence at all.
Research backs it up. Okay, now, as you know, I kind of like Michelle Obama. She's very nice to my daughter, talking to her a few times. But this isn't true. This is propaganda at the highest level. Here's the research. You really want the research? Here it is. This is according to the Insurance Information Institute, IIII. Between $1 and $2 billion in business losses were caused by the protests after George Floyd was killed. $1.2 billion. That is the most in American history, the costliest in American history. Okay? The Associated Press has reported 14,300 arrests, 14,300 from the tiny fraction of demonstrations that had violence, tiny fraction, 14,300. All right, New York Post reports more than 700 law enforcement officials had been hurt, injured in the protests, 700. Washington Post reports 24 people have died. So I guess Michelle Obama didn't see the Seattle thing, didn't see Portland, Oregon, Miss Kenosha, Minneapolis, New York City, because what she's putting out there is flat out false. And again, this goes back to no one in the country will challenge Michelle Obama. No one. Right back with the final thought.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, final thought of the day is don't waste money. I grew up in a very frugal home, say the least, and I knew that. And from 10 years old, I started making my own money, cut lawn, shoveled snow. When I got a little older, I babysat, okay? And I didn't ask my parents for any money because they weren't going to give it to me. And if I wanted good humor or bungalow bar, a Judy Ann. I had my own money and I didn't waste it. And then my father said, put 10% of whatever you earn away. And I always have. And that was the best piece of parental advice I ever got. Don't waste money, even if you have it. Okay, don't waste it. You worked hard for it, unless you're Richie Rich or somebody who inherited it. And I didn't inherit a dime. Okay, don't waste it. Don't buy frivolous, dopey things. Don't go to places that overcharge you. Don't let somebody rip you off. Always know what you're doing. Comparison shop. Get three estimates for any household thing you have to do. Don't waste money. Money is going to become more scarce in America. If the Democrats win, they're going to take a lot more of your money. They're going to raise taxes everywhere for everything. That's going to happen. So what you have, don't hoard it, but don't waste it. And try to invest wisely, but conservatively. Money gives you freedom and options. We'll see you tomorrow.